Hey, this is Tobin with Stop Marketing Now. Do this instead. And what's the this? Well, you have to stick around to the end. I'll share that with you. Today, I want to share some notes that I've been putting together. So I was actually working on this yesterday, and I thought I'd do a quick video because I've got the notes. I can do a quick rundown for folks this way. You see, I'm wearing my jacket. Next week, I'm going to be doing these recordings for you from the beach in Mexico. So jackets for Maine. Beaches for Mexico. Looking forward to that. And I'll share the sights, the sounds, the environment with you next week. But today we're talking about that phrase, the money is in your list. The money is in the list. The email list, the list on Messenger, the permission to stay in touch and in contact with your customers, your prospective customers, your audience, the people that you want to engage with. I'm assuming you have a business, you're an entrepreneur, you're doing cool projects. So that's what we're talking about. But I want to take it a step further and talk about what happens, what that phrase actually means, even if you're not selling anything, because you don't have to sell anything in order to find the money in the list. Hey, Lucienne, nice to hear from you. Thanks for joining us. So I wrote down, what do I have? I have six and a bonus ideas of ways that explain how the money is in the list, in your audience, if you own that audience, if you own the permission to stay in touch with your audience, and you don't have to sell anything to do it. So, number one is affiliate links. So, a lot of folks that have big audiences, you may have heard of affiliate marketing. Now, one thing I don't like about affiliate marketing is people who are trying to just throw the links out there and they just try to pick up traffic on it. I don't think that's a value added. That's not a conversation. It's not building a deeper, more meaningful relationship. Where I see affiliate marketing working really well is when there's a product or service that you're using that you believe in, and you share that with other folks you know would benefit from it too, and you add something more to the picture. So I'll give you an example. Earlier this year, I wrote an article about viral giveaways, and it was getting a ton of traffic. But I did not include, there were links in there to the software that I was referring to, but I did not make them affiliate links because at that point in time, I wasn't adding anything more. If someone bought that and I got a commission, I guess that's great, but that's not what I was in it for. I was really just sharing the information purely because it was beneficial. Now, in the future, I may go back and I may do something, some kind of bonus that I could add to people who sign up through my affiliate link. So if I benefit, they benefit too. I think that's a really great way to do affiliate marketing. The second way you can do this is to sell branded merchandise. So this is something that I did with one of my clients. In fact, Reeds Across America, some of you may be familiar with that name because I've shared their story before. We built a big audience, but we monetized in really interesting ways. So at one point, we had raised over, I think it was over $400,000. I know it was over $200,000 in 1 year alone with just seven campaigns by doing branded t-shirts. We would create t-shirts that were in line with their mission and talked about their mission. And of course, thousands of volunteers nationwide. People would buy the t-shirts because they wanted to show their pride. You can do the same thing because whatever business or area you work in, there are sayings like the money is in the list. That could be a t-shirt for somebody. If they're entrepreneurial and they're list building like I am, that would have meaning and resonance for them. So creating branded gear that you can make available merchandise is always a fun way of monetizing. Direct cost per click deals. Basically, this means advertising. If you have an audience of people that you serve, no matter if you're selling them your thing, you can also serve them. Other people want to reach those same folks with products that you don't make or you don't sell. In fact, you shouldn't be trying to be in the business of being in too many products. Amazon's really good at that, selling a lot of different things. As entrepreneurs, we should really be focusing, but there are things that your audience, your customers need that you don't sell. So when you can make great recommendations and referrals and you can share joint ventures, perhaps. So if you're a wedding photographer, you could share information about wedding venues, about limo services, about florists that you've worked with. All of that is great and valuable information, and those other businesses would happily pay to be able to reach your audience as well. Selling stuff. So I said earlier, not selling your own stuff, but here's a different variation on that. Imagine that you, for example, go on your Facebook page and you want to test a new idea. So a company that has done this really successfully is called Lolly Wally Doodle. They do clothes for kids, and they will actually do limited runs of these children's clothing. They'll put a picture up and they say, "Do you guys like this?" If you like it, comment below and they'll actually follow up. So they might only have, 20 or 25 of that product available, but they'll sell them in the comments. People literally raise their hand, "Yeah, I want that." And then they follow up and say, "Okay, this is what you need to do. We need your shipping. Here's how you pay." And literally, rather than going through the traditional e-commerce store, so they're selling products, but they're really selling the idea and they're testing new products of small runs. And that's a way, if you have a core business, you don't have to always sell just that core business. You can do some of these experimental ways of adding new revenue in. Maybe you want to test a new idea or a new product or service. This is a way to put it out there. You don't have to sell a lot of it. Might not even be a great fit for your business, but at least you get a chance to test the market with it. Of course, we've talked about selling your own products. And here's something that I want you to think about with this is that if you sell a tool, let's say you sell a product that is considered a tool, can you add information about that tool to make your customers, your audience, your community of people, your tribe, make them be able to use that tool in a more effective or productive way? So the information becomes an additional product, an upsell that you can add on top of it, on top of that original sale, and that means more revenue, more streams of income for you. And then lastly, information products or virtual events. So if you this could be a book, these could be videos or courses. The flip side of what I just shared a moment ago is actually if you sell information products, maybe you can create or partner with, joint venture with a tool that would also be valuable to that same group of people. The important thing to think about here is that if people are in a buying mode, so if someone goes out and buys a big screen TV for their living room, it's quite possible that person is also thinking about maybe I need a new rug, new TV cabinet, new furniture. Maybe they're doing a makeover and they want to create this great living space, and that's the TV is going to be the center point of that. There's a bunch of other stuff that they need. They'd be interested in hearing about deals or making the best buying decisions. And if you're a trusted authority in your space, you can become a great resource for them. The last, and here's your bonus idea for today. The last idea that I want to share, and this works really great if you have a newsletter, if you're actually actively working with your list and your audience on a weekly basis, and that is to create a classifieds area. So it could be potentially job postings in your sector or your industry. It could be other posts or notifications that other people want to reach. They could actually pay like $100. You create a little classified section at the bottom of your newsletter. And so people are able to get, you get four or five spaces that people can share these text only, just like the old classifieds in the newspaper. There's a reason why people did it. It works, and you can create extra streams of income. You can monetize your audience in this creative way. I've seen a few people doing this, but not nearly enough. Love adding the classifieds into your newsletter or your Facebook audience or wherever you have your conversations. Now let me go back to where we started today. Stop your marketing now. Stop marketing now. Stop promoting. Stop trying to be salesy. Do this instead. And what is the this? It's have a conversation with people. Answer questions. Do what we're doing today, which is share valuable information. Start that conversation. That's where your sales will flow. And I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast.